Welcome to the What I Learned in History podcast, where we take a look into the past to explore the events that formed the nation and the world. I'm your host, Jessica, for the week of March 6. In this episode, I will dive into the end of World War II and the rivalry between the United States and the Soviet Union, as both powers desired to spread their influence over other countries, which began the Cold War. World War II ended in 1945 in Europe, where Hitler took his own life and Germany was defeated by the Allied powers, leading to the United States moving closer to fighting against Japan. The United States used an atomic bomb against Japan, devastating the country and resulting in Japan surrendering. Following the end of World War II, the three Allied powers, Britain, the US, and the Soviet Union, attended conferences, such as the Potsdam Conference and the Yalta Conference. At these conferences, the Allied powers discussed the post-war future, where tension was high between the three countries as each sought to increase their power post-war. Furthermore, the Soviet Union implemented pro-communist governments in certain countries in Eastern Europe to increase its power, generating conflict between it and the United States. In Eric Foner's book, Give Me Liberty in American History, Winston Churchill claims that an Iron Curtain had descended across Europe, partitioning the free West from the communist East, illustrating the difference between the powerful regions and the battle over the fate of freedom worldwide. To take control over the future of freedom, President Truman of the United States implemented policies and collaborated with other countries to prevent Soviet expansion. The Truman Doctrine would aid European countries threatened by communism. The Marshall Plan aided former opposing countries in the reconstruction of Europe after the war, and NATO was an alliance of Western European nations, the US and Canada, which worked to deter the Soviet Union's expansion. These endeavors the United States participated in and created are similar because the purpose was to contain communism while spreading ideologies from the United States. The concept of totalitarianism, which is aggressive, ideologically driven states that sought to subdue all of society, grew, as well as the belief of it being the greatest danger to freedom lay in an overly powerful government. This system of government was considered the opposing side of the Cold War, according to Foner. During the beginning of the Cold War, the introduction of human rights was affected due to the atrocities of World War II, where those who violated civil rights, human rights, were punished, and people everywhere could possess a large range of rights. The Soviet Union claimed to provide its citizens with human rights, but the country violated civil liberties. As the Cold War continued, more unorthodox beliefs, along with communism, were being restrained. Additionally, those accused of being disloyal or communists were deported or punished, as they were seen as enemies as the belief of McCarthyism grew. During the beginning of the Cold War, civil rights would evolve to promote criticism of issues in America, such as discrimination against minorities, which greatly differs from the Soviet Union. The Cold War could be interpreted as a battle of ideologies between the Soviet Union and the United States, where the United States wanted to encourage freedom in the nation and worldwide, while the Soviet Union desired total control and lacked freedom for its people. Additionally, the Cold War motivated the U.S. to improve itself to be more inclusive with its freedoms. The fear surrounding communism was great during the beginning of the Cold War, as well as the tension between the U.S. and the Soviet Union. To combat the growth of communism, the Truman Doctrine was issued to assist nations threatened by authoritarian powers, which would in turn prevent the domino effect with communism from occurring with other nations. For this second segment, I'll be summarizing Dennis Merrill's journal article, The Truman Doctrine, Containing Communism and Modernity, to analyze the Truman Doctrine and how it was utilized to prevent the spread of communism from the Soviet Union, as well as how it affected the United States. During Truman's presidency, he advanced the United States as he evolved international position and relations with his foreign policy. whereas previous doctrines regarded the Western Hemisphere alone. Truman's doctrine is described as modern because it elevates science, mastery over nature, mass production, mass consumption, and social engineering. However, the concept became more complicated after the Global War, according to Muriel. The doctrine intended to build up the nation and provide aid to allies, similar to Roosevelt's quarantine against fascism, but he refused to aid to possible enemies. Nevertheless, the doctrine expressed a fear of modernity where previous U.S. leaders embraced it. Officials during the Cold War feared foreign crises would threaten the United States. Post-war Americans anticipated prosperity and desired national unity, but feared a 1930s-style depression. The United States and the Soviet Union became enemies as the Cold War began. Then at the Yalta Conference, the Soviet Union claimed areas of Eastern Europe to spread its ideologies, which caused the U.S. to initiate the doctrine. The Soviet Union attempted to take over Greece and Turkey, which were no longer receiving aid from Britain, and the U.S. became involved. Critics believed that the U.S. should not have been trying to solve Britain's dilemma, but Dean Ixon argued that communism would spread if the U.S. did not interject itself into this situation. Furthermore, in Truman's text, he explained how Greece and Turkey were free nations and it must be the policy of the United States to support free peoples, fighting against foreign pressure, according to Muriel. Truman characterized the world as split into totalitarianism and freedom, which gained support for the Truman Doctrine, and America came into the position of policing the world to prevent its destruction. As time passed, European economies began recovering and support for communist parties decreased when given incentives. The Truman administration decided limited war would deter communist aggression. However, the Vietnam War, foreshadowed by the Korean War, occurred, which was a communist anti-colonial revolution, according to Muriel. The similarity of Bush and Truman is the history of U.S. and Middle Eastern relations. Anti-Americanism grew in the Arab world due to policies viewing it as an asset, as America sought to contain communism and Arab nationalism. However, the Truman Doctrine was a turning point in the Cold War because it pushed America into internationalism and encouraged the nation to display its power when threatened.
You referenced McCarthyism in your podcast. Question one is, could you expand on this topic and explain to the podcast listeners what McCarthyism refers to and how it defined America in the 1950s? And then after you answer that, a second question, you also alluded to the civil rights movement. After learning more about the two topics just a bit this week, do you feel there's a correlation between the Cold War and the civil rights movement?
For my third segment, I will answer some questions from Mr. Sanders. McCarthyism is the fear of communists in government positions in the U.S., which developed due to the Soviet Union expanding its territory, leaving communism in the countries it consumed. McCarthy, the person the practice is named after, falsely accused numerous individuals of being communist, and this led to many people losing their livelihoods. Due to this paranoia, Americans turned on each other, and people had to prove their loyalty to the U.S. by demonstrating patriotism in the 1950s. The American public's reaction to McCarthyism exposed the fear of their civil liberties being violated due to communism and the importance of freedom to Americans. For the second question, the connection between the Cold War and civil rights during Truman's presidency developed due to America experiencing great economic growth and the fear of communism, which encouraged Americans to embrace equality and growing freedoms for minorities. During the economic boom, white Americans were granted numerous opportunities in expanding suburbs. However, Black Americans continued to live in poverty and did not experience similar opportunities as white Americans. The great contrast between white and Black Americans led to the Civil Rights Revolution and an evaluation of the definition of freedom in America. I'm your host, Jessica, and that's all for the What I Learned in History class podcast.